Good afternoon from San Francisco, Google I.O. 2011. This is Mika Paikala with the National Federation of the Blind. And I'm sitting here in the accessibility office hours, room E, with David Tsang from Google in the Santa Monica, California office. And David has some interesting developments that were just announced today in regard to the Chrome web browser, which many of you have heard about. So David, what was announced today about Chrome?
Two major announcements were made. One is Google Chrome now is supporting VoiceOver on Mac. And second is Google Chrome is also supporting JAWS as of version 12, their latest update on Windows.
So for both of those, as we talked about, the user would just go and download, the development version of Chrome, right?
Yes, exactly. So right now the changes are in, only in the development version. So if you go to chromium.org, you can download it from there.
And we said there's, three different sort of flavors of, development, stable, and what was the other?
Yes. So the tiers are development, beta, and then stable.
Okay.
So each of those gets progressively more stable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this sounds like it's a complement to a tool, which I'm not sure exactly when it came out, called Chrome Vox.
Yes. That was also announced today. It's an extension for Chrome that is self-voicing, and it acts as a screen reader as well. The advantage of Chrome Vox is that it provides certain enhancements that aren't possible with HTML today. For example, in Gmail, you can arrow up and down to hear messages.
Kind of like a desktop mail client.
Exactly.
Using Chrome Vox, and that can be used either on the Windows, Mac, or possibly even on a Chrome PC, from what we were saying earlier. So that's exciting. I told David that I hadn't heard about this, and he said that in fact it was announced today, so I'm looking forward to trying Chrome on a Mac and PC. And what were some of the advantages to Chrome over Safari, IE, and Firefox that people might want to know, might kind of get them excited about trying it?
Sure. So Chrome, besides the new accessibility enhancements, for everybody, Chrome has been benchmarked to be quite a bit faster as far as JavaScript performance, and it's quite good at security, as many of the recent competitions have kind of shown. And it also has a pretty rich set of extensions, so they're sort of like web apps, you can think of them.
Like Google Voice.
Exactly. Yeah, so like Google Voice and a whole host of other extensions, and they kind of give the user a little bit more than traditional HTML can give them.
All right. Do you have some favorite extensions that you personally like?
Yeah, besides Google Voice, there's New York Times extension, and it kind of gives you a better format rather than their page, which is actually kind of busy. It actually kind of gives you a little bit better experience when you read articles. It's sort of more like, the mobile experience, I would compare it to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sure more to come on this, and I'm glad I found you guys. So again, check out Google Chrome for the Mac and the PC. And from San Francisco, this is Mika Paikala.